bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah. All land beyond the upper reaches of the Nile, where winged sailboats glide along the river, land that sends ambassadors in fast boats down the Nile, let swift messengers return to you, O strong and supple nation, feared far and wide, a conquering, destroying nation, whose land the upper Nile divides, and this is the message sent to you. When I raise my battle flag upon the mountain, let all the world take notice. When I blow the trumpet, listen. For the Lord has told me this. Let your mighty army now advance against the land of Israel. God will watch quietly from his temple in Jerusalem, serene as on a pleasant summer day or a lovely autumn morning during harvest time. But before you have begun the attack, while your plans are ripening like grapes, he will cut you off as though with pruning shears. He will snip the spreading tendrils. Your mighty army will be left dead on the field, for the mountain birds and wild animals to eat. The vultures will tear bodies all summer, and the wild animals will gnaw bones all winter. But the time will come when that strong and mighty nation, a terror to all both far and near, that conquering, destroying nation, whose land the rivers divide, will bring gifts to the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, where he has placed his name. This is God's message concerning Egypt. Look, the Lord is coming against Egypt, riding on a swift cloud. The idols of Egypt tremble. The hearts of the Egyptians melt with fear. I will set them to fighting against each other, brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor, city against city, province against province. Her wise counselors are all at their wit's end to know what to do. They plead with their idols for wisdom and call upon mediums, wizards, and witches to show them what to do. I will hand over Egypt to a hard, cruel master, to a vicious king, says the Lord of hosts. And the waters of the Nile will fail to rise and flood the fields. The ditches will be parched and dry, their channels fouled with rotting reeds. All green things along the river bank will wither and blow away. All crops will perish. Everything will die. The fishermen will weep for lack of work. Those who fish with hooks and those who use nets will all be unemployed. The weavers will have no flax or cotton, for the crops will fail. Great men and small, all will be crushed and broken. What fools the counselors of Zoan are! Their best counsel to the king of Egypt is utterly stupid and wrong. Will they still boast of their wisdom? Will they dare tell Pharaoh about the long line of wise men they've come from? What has happened to your wise counselors, O Pharaoh? Where is their wisdom gone? If they are wise, let them tell you what the Lord is going to do to Egypt. The wise men from Zoan are also fools. Those from Memphis are utterly deluded. They are the best you can find, but they have ruined Egypt with their foolish counsel. The Lord has sent a spirit of foolishness on them, so that all their suggestions are wrong. They make Egypt stagger like a sick drunkard. Egypt cannot be saved by anything or anybody. No one can show her the way. In that day, the Egyptians will be as weak as women, cowering in fear beneath the upraised fist of God. Just to speak the name of Israel will strike deep terror in their hearts, for the Lord of hosts has laid his plans against them. At that time, five of the cities of Egypt will follow the Lord of hosts and will begin to speak the Hebrew language. One of these will be Heliopolis, the city of the sun. And there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt in those days, and a monument to the Lord at its border. This will be for a sign of loyalty to the Lord of hosts. Then when they cry to the Lord for help against those who oppress them, he will send them a Savior, and he shall deliver them. In that day the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, Yes, they will know the Lord and give their sacrifices and offerings to Him. They will make promises to God and keep them. The Lord will smite Egypt and then restore her, for the Egyptians will turn to the Lord, and He will listen to their plea and heal them. In that day, Egypt and Iraq will be connected by a highway, and the Egyptians and the Iraqi will move freely back and forth between their lands, and they shall worship the same God. And Israel will be their ally. The three will be together, and Israel will be a blessing to them. For the Lord will bless Egypt and Iraq because of their friendship with Israel. He will say, "Blessed be Egypt, my people. Blessed be Iraq, the land I have made. Blessed be Israel, my inheritance." Sargon, king of Assyria, sent the commander-in-chief of his army against the Philistine city of Ashdod and captured it. The Lord told Isaiah, the son of Amoz, to take off his clothing, including his shoes, and to walk around naked and barefoot. And Isaiah did as he was told. And then the Lord said, "My servant Isaiah, who has been walking naked and barefoot for the last 3 years, is a symbol of the terrible troubles I will bring upon Egypt and Ethiopia. For the king of Assyria will take away the Egyptians and Ethiopians as prisoners, making them walk naked and barefoot, both young and old, their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. And then how dismayed the Philistines will be, who counted on Ethiopia's power and their glorious ally Egypt. And they will say, 'If this can happen to Egypt, what chance have we?'" This is God's message concerning Babylon. Disaster is roaring down upon you from the terrible desert, like a whirlwind sweeping from the Negev. I see an awesome vision. Oh, the horror of it all. God is telling me what he is going to do. I see you plundered and destroyed. Elamites and Medes will take part in the siege. Babylon will fall, and the groaning of all the nations she enslaved will end. My stomach constricts and burns with pain, sharp pangs of horror upon me, like the pangs of a woman giving birth to a child. I faint when I hear what God is planning. I am terrified, blinded with dismay. My mind reels, my heart races. I am gripped by awful fear. All rest at night, so pleasant once, is gone. I lie awake, trembling. Look, they are preparing a great banquet. They load the tables with food. They pull up their chairs to eat. Quick, quick, grab your shields and prepare for battle. You are being attacked. Meanwhile, in my vision, the Lord had told me, put a watchman on the city wall to shout out what he sees. When he sees riders in pairs on donkeys and camels, tell him, this is it. And so I put the watchman on the wall, and at last he shouted, sir, day after day and night after night I have been here on my post. Now at last, look, here come riders in pairs. Then I heard a voice shout on, Babylon is fallen, and all the idols of Babylon lie broken on the ground. O my people, threshed and winnowed, I have told you all that the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, has said. This is God's message to Edom. Someone from among you keeps calling to me, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? How much time is left? The watchman replies, your judgment day is dawning now. Turn again to God so that I can give you better news. Seek for him, then come and ask again. This is God's message concerning Arabia. O caravans from Dedim, you will hide in the deserts of Arabia. O people of Tema, bring food and water to these weary fugitives. They have fled from drawn swords and sharp arrows and the terrors of war. But a long year from now, says the Lord, the great power of their enemy, the mighty tribe of Kedar, will end. Only a few of its stalwart archers will survive. The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.